with the inyan of which rishus the hezek took place, where it took place, which is something we come out didn't deal with all year. But the Gemara now sidetracks for a minute to a braisa. The first wide line, Lasiyeh Hadetana Rabbanan. The Gemara asks, Kishehizek Chav HaMazik, like Rav is Lasiyeh Mai. So it brings a braisa, Kishehizek Chav HaMazik, Lahavi, Shaymerchinam Vahashayel Naisisacha Vahasaycher. If someone is a Shaymer or a Shayel on someone else's animal, Shehizika Vahema Bershusan, while they're holding the animal goes out in its mazik. Tamishalim chatzi nezek mud mishalim nezek shalim. Obviously, he's talking about keren. Tam mishalim chatzi nezek mud mishalim nezek shalim. If it's a belaylish or ritualistim, v'yotze v'zika potter. Many of you know this lashon from the beginning of Hakainis, that if the animal is nifritza belayla ritualistim, the owner is an einus. And Yatza Vihizika, and it goes out in its Mazik Potter. The Taisus there in Hakainis says the Chiddush is of Pratsua Balaila is that if you're not even aware of it, you're just sleeping in the animal and you locked up the animal well and it got out, it's Pshita that you're Potter. The Chiddush is that you don't even have to go looking for the animal. In the middle of the night, you only need a shmira k'dishamriyinchi, k'dinatriyinchi. And in the middle of the night, you don't have to go out looking for the animal. That's also part of the ayinus. So I'll call upon him. That's what the end of the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that chav hamazik, to tell you yechayiv in such a case. Zakti Gemara, now Gemara explains it. Amamak, she said chav hamazik lei b'shem echina ha'shel ne'sesach ha'vasach echina. What is the case? There's a mashal, who's the owner of the animal, and there's a shayel who borrowed. Ilay medaske tura de mashal, the tura de shayel. If you're going to say that the animal that's being borrowed was mazik other animals of the shayel, and now you want to say that the mashal has to pay the shayel, lemalek, let him time it. Ilu azik ba'alma. When you're watching or borrowing an animal and it's mazik somebody else, you have to pay. If it's mazik your animal, it doesn't make any sense that I should be chayev to pay. So it can't be talking that the tour of the mashal is mazik the tour of the shayel. Ella daski tour of the shayel, the tour of the mashal. So what are you going to say? It's going on a case with the shar of the shayel is mazik the shor of the mashal. So Gemara says that also doesn't make sense. Leimalei ilu itzik bi alma, the owner of the animal, the mashal should say, if my animal, I lent it to you, if it would have gotten damage from anybody else, so bas v'shlume kulei tura, you have to pay me the whole thing. Because why do you have to pay me? Not out mazik. You have to pay me out shayel. Shayel is chayev in the zikin. It's chayiv in anything that happens to the animal. After lebayin, so hashad aske tur didach. Now your animal is mazik my animal. You pay me less. Palkin is good than mishamisli. Can't be. So what is the case? The Gemara asks of tamishal chatzin nezek. Loilam da aske tur de mashal tur de shayol. Lachu b'mayaskin and shekibul alav shmiras gufay. For like kibul alav shmiras nezakav. I borrow an animal, I make a beferisha tonight with you, listen, I'm going to be responsible for the animal, but I'm not responsible if it does damage. You remain responsible if it does damage. That's what he makes it tonight when he borrows it. So chidish otzim. If it's mazik, his own animal, I borrow an animal, I'm not responsible for nezikin, that was the condition. That's mazik, my own animal. So the person who lent me the animal, he's now responsible to pay because there wasn't makabel shmiras nizakov. So this is the chiddush here in the Gemara. This Gemara is a kasha on a raivitz chiddush that we discussed, I think already two times earlier in the year. We discussed a very memorable Rambam. The Rambam was talking about a wife who damages kalim in the house, not because she's angry at him and she breaks things, but she's washing the dishes and she breaks the dish. So the Rambam discussed whether the wife has to pay the husband. A woman's working in the house and she breaks a dish. Is she chayiv? So the Rambam said she's pater. Why? So you'll remember. The Rambam said, why are you pater? Huh? The Rambam said, al shalom bayis, you pater. It's a takana d'rabbanan. Really, mikra din you be chayiv. A woman, she's washing her husband's dishes and she breaks it, she'd be chayiv. So he said, mishum shalom bayis, we're not tevei. The Ravid said, no, it's not al shalom bayis. Why are you pater? Was the reason? Remember the Ravid's reason? Huh? Because? Come on, you remember Ravid's reason? Because by Levima. The Ravid said that if a woman breaks the kelim of the husband, she's putted to pay, even though she's a shayel on the kelim, she borrowed the kelim. But it's by Levima. It's a case, the husband is working for the wife all the time. That's the Ravid's chiddush. The husband, whatever he's doing, is considered to be his mishubit to the wife. He has to support her. So whatever he does, he's considered to be working for her. By lovimai. And therefore, the woman is pater mikra din if she breaks kelim. What's the chiddush of the Ravid? So there are really two parts to the Ravid's chiddush. I guess the chiddush that the husband is considered to be working for the wife. Most men, I guess if you're married for a while, you realize, but most men think of it that they're working for themselves. So the Ravid says, the chiddush, you consider to be working for the wife. But more than that, the din of Bail of Imai, the way it says in Chumash, is a p'tur in Shoimrim. If the Baal is working for me, and I'm a Shoimer or a Shoyel, and something happens to the animal, I have a p'tur. Even if I'm a Pesheya, I have a p'tur. But if I'm a mazik, is the p'tur a bail of imai? If I'm mazik, the b'shegig, let's say, I'm not talking deliberately, but I'm a mazik, the woman's washing the dishes and she breaks the dish, she's a mazik. It's not a chsar shmira, it's a hezek b'yadayim. The Ravid is saying a chiddush, that the p'tur of bail of imai is not only a p'tur if you didn't do a good shmira, which everyone would agree, if you don't know which me read, is dinner for Baal Avima. But more than that, that Baal Avima is a p'tur if you're mazik, the thing that you borrowed. If you do a hezek to the thing you borrowed, there's also a p'tur Baal Avima. That's a chiddush of the Ravid. There's a p'shia b'shmira. It means I didn't watch it, I left the door open and someone stole it. It's a bigger chiddush. I'm not asking cash on the Ravid. I'm just saying it's a bigger chiddush that if Biodayim I did a hezek, I don't think there's a Gemara that says it. That's the Ravid. The Ravid says that's the same din. If you do a hezek Biodayim, then also there's a p'tur of Bail of Imai. Now that's like a chiddush.
If she gives him her earnings.
It's only if he's working for her in a typical case. I mean, if she says, Eini Nezainis, Eini Yaisa, don't support me and I won't. So then we could clear if the Ravid in such a case also would say he's considered to be working for her because he doesn't have to. His Mezainis, he doesn't have to support her Mezainis wise. Still, a certain chiyuvim to her. A certain chiyuvim. A man can't just. Not come home to go away for a night. He has certain chiyuvim to treat his wife like a wife. So that still applies. But Akal Padim, so I'm not sure if the Ravid said it in all cases, but the Ravid says this chiddush, that it's Bail of Imai, and that there's such a p'tur. Problem with the Ravid is the Gemara we just learned. The Aske Tura de Mashal, the Tura de Shayol. What's the Gemara's case? To ask a Tura de Mashal, Litura de Shayel, the shar of the owner of the animal is Mazik, the shar of the Shayel. Now you realize it's Lav Dafka Shayel, it's Shaymer also. It's going on all four cases. Shaymechinim, 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 That means the owner, his animal was mazik, the animal of the shomer. Was mazik the animal of the shomer, and was saying that he has to pay. If kibbul olav shmiras gufa, like kibbul olav shmiras nezakav, he has to pay. Now think about it for a minute. If someone is watching, is my shomer, he's a shomer chinam or shomer sachar, I hired him to work for me, or he was mekabel, mechayev himself to work for me. He's working for me. Even a shomer chinam, right? He becomes chayev b'shmiras through a kinyan. He takes and he's kinder. Shomer sachar, I'm even paying him. He's working for me. And now my shar was mazik his shar. Isn't that a case of bailav imai? That you want to be mechayev demashil to pay the shayil. You want to be mechayev demashil to pay the shayil. But it's bailav imai. Why should be just like you want to be mechayev the woman to pay the husband? We're saying no, the husband's working for the woman. Here also, you want to be mechayev demashil to pay the shayil. What do you mean? The shayil or the shaymer is working for him. So why isn't there a p'tur of bailav imai here by mashal and shayil? The makabel was makabel shmira, and l'chayra there should be a p'tur of bailav imai in this Gemara's case. This kasha in the Gedulei Shmuel, he brings it from a number of places, from the Sefer HaFlah and Ksubis, and from Yitzchak Chanan, I think, in the Be'er Yitzchak. That there is this kasha on the Ravid, it's a very shvera kasha. Now, it's only a kasha on the Ravid. If not for the Ravid, I would say that the din of Bailav Imai is not a p'tur amazik. It doesn't pater amazik. That's what I would say, if not for the Ravid. If the Ravid is mechadish, that Bailav Imai paters amazik too. If Bailav Imai paters amazik, then why does it tour the mashal tour the shayl? And you understand, I mean, in the case of Shaimrim, so why is he chayev to pay? Bechayr is bailav imai. What? Tura de shayl, you mean in the case of a shayl, the tura de mashal, so, or I don't know what the din is, if somebody is not working for me, begufai, just that he lent me something, that no, then it's not shver. Because someone lends me something, it's not bailav imai. Otherwise, every shayel. You mean it's bailav imai because he lent him a chayfetz. Every shayel he lends him a chayfetz. But toward the mashal, toward the shayel, the chayr is shver. It's a very shver kasha. I could say, Karach, he doesn't really have a way out. He says that maybe you'll have to zetan agamara, there's a man yomer. That that bailav imai, there's no p'tur p'shia. I think it's Rav later in the Masechta holds that. I'm sorry, Ravin, but Metzia, who holds that bailav imai is not a p'tur p'shia. We don't pass like Rav, but maybe after that side our Gemara later Mandiyama, we don't pass him like, which is not the Teretz you say when you're stuck. You know, going on a brisa, we're not going on a. There's a brisa, and the Gemara is explaining the brisa. Basically. He ends up shver, and it's a very stark akasha on the Ravid. And since it's a mitzvah liyashev, I'd like to see if maybe we can have a shtukul mahalach to answer. I mean, the kasha is a very stark akasha. Whatever we're going to say, chayrit toward the mashal, toward the shayil is just not like the Ravid. Yeah. The kasha, whatever we're going to say, the kasha is stronger than the teretz. The chayrit of the Ferish Gemara, not like the Ravid. Okay. So, bearing the kasha in mind, I'd like to discuss a Rabbarach Be'er with you. And we'll see maybe with the Rabbarach Be'er. The Rabbarach Be'er, it's not the Tayyar anyway, to learn the Rabbarach Be'er. If it'll answer the kasha, not answer the kasha, you'll tell me at the end of Yitzhak Frieden. Most of them you won't tell me. But let's learn the Rabbarach Be'er. And on the Gemara, and then we'll see if we can come back. But the Kasha, you'll understand, I think, right? That this Gemara, toward the Mashal, toward the Shayil, we see there's no Ptura by Levimai, by Mazik. Rav Baruch Ber is in Siman Zayin in the Berachas Shmuel, Ois Gimel. He clears, in general, a question. Every time I give an animal to a shomer, I have an animal and I'm going away, or even I'm not going away, I give it to a shepherd to take out to pasture. So the first Mishnah HaKainis tells us a rule that the shomer is nichnas tachas bailov. That if you give it to a shomer, then masra l'raya nichnas haraya tachtav. Okay, now we know that if I have an animal, I'm responsible for it. If I give it to a shomer to watch, then that shomer is responsible. If it's mazik, everything is on his bill. Unless, like kibbutz of shmiras nezaka, but a typical case where I give something to a shomer to watch, the shomer is now responsible. The shomer is now responsible for whatever happens. What is the lomdis in this halacha? We're not questioning the halacha. The halacha is a klara mishnah. That the shomer is nichnas tachas bailov. Shomer is responsible. But Rav Baruch Ber says l'chayru we can understand two ways into how that works. If I have an animal, I give it to a shomer, and the animal goes and it's mazik a third person. It's mazik a third person's behem. So the third person, who's his tviya on? Who has to pay the bill? The shomer. You can understand that two ways. Either you could understand that the third person goes to the shomer. He has a din Torah with the shomer. I have nothing to do with it. I'm the owner of the animal, but I gave the animal away to somebody to watch. He's nichnasu instead of me. The din Torah is between him and him. Right? Maybe that's Poshup Shat, maybe. We can learn differently. Baruch Ber says you could learn, I'm the Baal HaBehema, it's my animal. The Tviya is on me. The Nizik comes to me, to the original Bailim. The original Bailim have a Tviya on the Shomer, because Lamaisa, he hired a Shomer to watch it, or even it's a Shomer Chinam, he arranged with a Shomer to watch it. So, therefore, he has a tfiyah back on the shomer. These are the two ways where Baruch Ber Mesupik had to learn. Is it that the nizik goes to the shomer, just the entire between him and the shomer? Or does the nizik go to the bailim? And then the bailim, in turn, have a tfiyah on the shomer because he made arrangements with the shomer. Will be a nafkamina. There'll be a lot of nafkaminas. Will be a nafkamina if he has a din Torah with the shomer with the bailim. I guess one nafkamina would be if the shomer is broke. The bailim have money, right? If his din Torah is with the bailim, he goes to the bailim. The bailim pay. Then they have to meet him after the shomer. If you go straight to the shomer, says between him and the shomer, one nafkamina. Or Baruch Ber says a different nafkamina. Who do we give a din? Do we give the shomer in this case a din of bailov imai? I gave it to a shomer, and the animal, the shomer's animal, went. It was mazik ploimi. And let's say it was bailov imai. I gave it to the shomer, and I was working for him. Does that count to him when the animal is mazik? That's totally. In these two ways of learning. If you learn the first way, the Nizik and the Shomer have a din Torah. It has nothing to do with the Bailim. There's no Bailim Imai. The Nizik has a din Torah with the Shomer. It's between the two of them. There's no Bailim Imai to talk about. If you learn the second way, the Nizik has a din Torah with the original owner. The original owner has a tefillah on the Shomer. If it's Bailov Imai, then he doesn't have a tefillah on the shomer. So that would be a tremendous nafkamina. I just would like, just for the next step, to make it clear. to sort of just sketch out the Rabarfest two ways. And really now it's Pashit, but for the next step of Rabarfest, it'll be complicated. You have here the Bailin, Dave. He gave it to a Shomer. And then there's the Nizik. Right? Those are the three people in the story. The Bailin, the Shomer, and the Nizik. So Rabarfest's first way of learning is that the Nizik goes to the Shomer, and that's the whole thing time. Rabarfest's second way of learning is that the Nizik goes to the Bailin, and the Bailin goes to the Shomer. Push it.
Okay. Looks like a football playing. Right?
Yeah, those are two ways of learning. The first way is that the Nizik goes to the directly to the Shomer. That's the Din Torah. The second way of learning is that the Nizik goes to the Bailin, and the Bailin go to the Shomer. It's like two Dinei Torah. Again, nafkamina is if either the Shomer has no money, is one nafkamina. Or if it's bailavimai, between the Shomer and the Bailin. Or Barpas is a third nafkamina. By chatzi nezek, we pass in chatzi nezek knosa. Chatzi nezek is a knas. And maybe the knas is potter. If it ever happens that you own a shor tam, and it's mazik, take my advice. Go to Bezdin and be Maida as soon as you can. Because Maida B'Knas is Potter, right? In this case, if it's a short time, who's the one that could be the Maida? Who's the one that if he's Maida B'Knas, he's Potter? Is it the Shomer? He's the Baldin? Or is it the Bailin? Barpa says, telling him these two ways of learning. Two ways of learning up the sugya. But Barpa's time is that it's a Beferish Gemara on Daf Mem. The Gemara on Daf Mem talks about this type of a tzir. The Gemara has a case where it's in the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. Masrei Becheskas Shalai Becheskas Tam V'nimtza Mu'ud. Somebody gives someone else an animal to watch or to borrow, and he wants to make his animal sound good. So he doesn't tell the borrower that this is a Shor Mu'ud. He gives it to him Becheskas Tam, and the person who borrowed it doesn't know it's really a Mu'ud. And of course, afterwards the animal is Mazik. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? If I give you an animal because the tam turns out to be a mu'id and it's mazik, so you only have to pay half. Because you are a makabel more than half. And I have to pay half. Bailu mishalm chatzi nezek, v'shayu mishalm chatzi nezek. Gemara asks a kasha on the top of the other days. Name a letter. Im tam have a budino miftarina. Let the Shomer say, what do you mean? You gave me a tam. With a tam, I have a way out. Since Paldiniska Knossa, with a tam, I have a way out. I could just be Maida and be Potter. So why should I have to pay half? Because I was Makabal half. I have a way out. I could go and be Maida and be Potter Lagamri. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What do you see from this Gemara? Who's the one that could be Maida? The Shomer. See from this Gemara, it's the Shomer who's Maida and Potter. So getting back there, it's a raya to number one. It's a raya to Derech number one. That who's the Baal Din? The Shomer, because the Shomer is tining. You told me it's a Tam. I had a way out with a Tam. I could have been Maida and Potter. Since I could have been Maida and Potter, so I shouldn't have to pay. We see who's the one that's Maida. The Shomer. So since the one that's Maida is the Shomer, so that's where Barab has Raya, that the Shomer is the Baal Din and not the other Madiyama. So he names on the Iker is the first Mahalach. Now, let's get back to our Gemara. So there are two ways to learn, way number one, way number two. Barab brings a Raya to the first Mahalach, that the Shomer is the Baal Dover, because if he's Maida, he's Potter. Now let's learn the line of Gemara. Hacha b'mayaskinan, shekibel alav shmiras gufay, v'loy kibel alav shmiras nezakav. What's the case? Shekibel alav shmiras gufay, the shomer said, you're giving me an animal to watch, I'm in the tanai with you. The tanai is, I don't want to be responsible for Hezek. I don't want to be responsible. And the one who gives it to him says, I'm asking. I'm asking that you shouldn't be responsible. Now, explain to me how it works. This is why I wanted to put this diagram on the board. How does this work that he made a tanai? Now, you know, you can make any tanai in Mammon. If you and I have any business, we can make any conditions we want. I can make up that I'm not responsible, I am responsible for anything. It could be. If you and I have dinei mamonis, I can make any condition I want. So I'm asking you, how do you learn Agamar? If you learn the second way, who made a condition? Who and who? The Bailam and the Shomer made up, the Shomer said, I don't want to be responsible for Nezikin. If you learn the second way, it's an easy Gemara. What's Pshat in the Gemara? The Nizik normally goes to the Bailam. Then the Bailam goes to the Shomer. So Shomer tells the Bailam, when he's Mekabalit originally, he says, nothing doing. I'm doing a B'tanai. You're not paying me. With this Mahalach of Rav Baruch Ben, the second Mahalach, it's very geschmack. I can make any condition I want. I'm making condition. I'm telling you, a pishulchan aruch, you have a right to be tevayami. I'm only taking the animal, but tonight I'm not responsible. So it's a tanai between him and him. So since the second arrow, the second entire is between the two of them, so it makes sense. For Baruch Ben Nimzon, that the first way is the correct way. So here, Achara have a kasha. What's pshat here? The halachi is the nizik goes to the shayner. That's the din. Nizik goes to the shayner. So picture in your mind. The nizik goes to the shayner. The shayner says, you can't come to me. Why can't I come to you? I made it tonight with the bailim that I'm not responsible. What is his tonight with the bailim help when the nizik has a right to be tadeah? How do you understand the Gemara? The shomer is makabel. You give me something to watch. I say, listen, I'm making a tanai with you. I don't want to be responsible. Shkayach. The animal is mazik. The nizik comes to me. I say, you can't come to me. I made a tanai with him. How can you make a tanai with him to pati yourself from the nizik? And then I'm shopping tomorrow. How do you learn? What? But what does that mean? If I have a shomer, he has no chiyuv to watch him, he has no chiyuv to pay. The nizik has no chiyuv to watch him, he has no chiyuv to pay. You think the pshat is he has no chiyuv to watch him at all? No chiyuv shmir at all?
He has no chiyuv to pay. It's understood he's going to watch it. It's safe, safe. If he doesn't watch it, it's not
safe. So how does his tanai with the bailim pattern from the nizik?
Because the bailim are going to pay.
Because the bailim are going to pay. So pshat is, he has like a separate agreement with the bailim that the bailim are going to pay. It's not the shomer's, it's not the nizik's business. L'chayri, the way you have to learn derech number one, the first derech of Baruch Be'ah, which of Baruch Be'ah Nemzon is the Iker. The way you have to learn pshat in the Gemara is that the nizik does go to the shomer, but the shomer then has a taina on the bailim. That's the way you have to learn the Gemara. That the nizik has a taina on the shomer, and the shomer has to go to the entire. He was watching the animal. Shomer means he agreed to watch the animal. Can't tell me he's a shomer who didn't agree to watch it. What does it mean? He agreed to watch it, but he said he's not taking responsibility to pay. So the chayre, the pshat in this condition, is that the nizik goes to the shomer, and then the shomer goes to the bailim and says, listen, you are responsible to pay, that's our agreement. The chayre, that's the way you have to learn the Gemara. If you go with the mahalach number one of Baruch Be'er, why does the shomer go to the bailim? Because they have a condition. I'm asking. You're not asking. You're not asking, so...
It's only the fact that the nizik goes directly to the shomer is only after everything is said and done. The nizik is to see something to the stand, goes, okay, who owns the sharm? Well, straight to the bow.
So the only half right. That should depend on the Rav Shimon in the beginning of the year. Who does he go to, the Baal or to the person who is watching him?
Well, he has to find out who it is. He has to start from somewhere.
If he finds out, well, no one's hiding anything. Everyone's honest. He knows the facts. You know it belongs to Reuven. Reuven gave Shimon to watch. Now, who does he go to?
He knows he has to go to the Baalist, but if he knows...
The whole first Bahalach of Baruch is that he goes to the Shimer. If the Shimer is a Maida B'Knaz, it's going to be part.
If it's a regular case of Shmir, he goes directly to the Shimer.
But isn't it a regular case? The Chiv Shmir is a regular case. The Tashlumin, they made a condition.
The difference between watching that it doesn't get damaged and watching that it doesn't do damage.
Is Mechiv to watch it shouldn't do damage? Isn't he Mechiv to watch it for that?
He's saying he's not being Mechavel for that.
He's not Mechavel Tashlumin for that. Is that what it means?
Feel Shmir's design. He's not going
to
watch.
What does that mean? He's allowed to let it go out? Or until he's allowed to go out and be magic?
Means
he's not responsible for it. He's not responsible.
So okay. He's not going to watch it for that. There's a certain level of Shmir that's required to watch if nothing happens to him. There's an extended level of Shmir that's not going to do anything.
So who does the Nizek go to? You think he goes straight to the Bible? That he can make a condition to go straight to the Bible. Maybe. I don't understand that way.
It's not a condition.
The way I understand, the Nizek still goes to the Shimer. The Shimer has a condition where he has to deal with the Bailam, that the Bailam have to pay the bill. But, I'm asking. I can't prove it to you. I can't prove it to you. But that's what I understand. What?
Who?
The Nizek?
Yeah.
The way I understand Baruch Ba, the Nizek has it entirely to Shimer. It left the Shimer's barn and it came and was mazik me. The Shimer left the door open, the animal went out and it was mazik me, so I go to him. Do I understand? And he goes back to the original barn. He has a condition with the barn. The barn will have to pay that bill. Alright, this is the way I would have learned, this Gemara based on a Baruch Peh. If this Mahalach is correct. Okay, like I said, this is the Baruch Peh basically. Finished. If you agree, you don't agree, it's up to you, but this is the way I would learn the Gemara. I rather would understand the second Mahalach of Baruch Peh much better than the first Mahalach. Baruch Peh names on the first, okay, so we'll go with this Mahalach. If you are masking to this Mahalach, we can go back to the Ravid and we can answer the Ravid, the kasha we had on the Ravid. How? Let's review. What was Sharon the Ravid? The Ravid said, Bail of Imai is a Ptor in Mazik. Bail of Imai is a Ptor if I owe you money because of a lack of Shmira, or even a Hezik, then I'm off the hook. So we asked on the Ravid, in Al Gemara's case, Tur de Mashal was Mazik Tur de Shayel. The Tur de Mashal was Mazik the Tur de Shayel. And he has to pay. The mashal has to pay the shayel. Why does he have to pay him? Because like kibbutz love shmiras nezakov, because that was that condition that they made, that the mashal has to pay the bills of hezek. So he had a kasha to steer it to the ravid. It's by lavimai. So I'll answer. By lavimai is true when I'm paying a bill because of a hezek. That's the right that's finished. Let's say I'm paying a bill not because of a hezek. I'm paying a bill because I have a clause in a contract with you that if certain things happen, I have to pay you. Let's say I have a clause in any contract with you and I have a deal with you that if such and such happens, I have to pay you. It's pashut, there's no din bail of imai. Now, bail of imai is even in the chasar shmira. Well, I derive it when I have to pay you for a hezek. When I don't have to pay you, I'll tine hezek. I have to pay you because I have a contract with you, an agreement with you that I'm going to pay. Then it's pashut, there's no bail of imai. In this case, where the Torah de Mashal was mazik the Torah de Shayel, which basically means you have this same exact case, just the nizik is the shayel. They're one and the same person. Right? Tur de Mashal was not Tur de Shayel. They're the same person. Mikra did the Shayel would be responsible. He's the one with the animal. The Shoyl has a right to go back to the Bialim. Why does the Shoyl go to the Bialim? Because the Bialim is a mazik? It's not true. It's not because the Bialim are a mazik. Because really, the Bialim gave over the Shoyl to a Shimer to watch. The only reason you go back to the Bialim, according to this Mahalach, is because you have a contract with him, which says that when Hezek happens, and the Shur is Hadin, if there's no condition, Shur is Hadin is the Shoyl is responsible. Now they have a contract that's Mechayiv, the Bialim, to reimburse the Shoyl whatever Hezek happens. The Hezchayvus from the Bialim to the Shoyl, or to the Shimer, is only a Hezchayvus based on a new contract that they have. And the Mavidus that they have between them, they have a certain contract, an agreement between them that for Shmiras Nezakov, the Bialim are going to pay the bill. That has nothing to do with the Ravid. There's no Ptur Bailavimai. That's not a contract between them. When there's a contract between them, there's no Ptur of Bailavimai. Those are talking to Ravid. The Ravid's saying when you have to pay you out Mazik, I have a Ptur Bailavimai. The lady who breaks the plates is a Mazik, she has a Ptur Bailavimai. Fine. There's nothing to do with this case. Here the Mashal is not paying out Mazik. Astini Mazik, the Shoyl is Chayv. Shoyl's Nesusutachas Bail. Just there was a condition. What is the condition to wife? What is the condition? Well, according to the second Mahalach, you're right. The kasha will be a good kasha. The Bialim have to pay out Mazik. But according to the first Mahalach, the Bialim don't have to pay out Mazik. The Bialim have to pay because of the Zaitika contract they have. Chiyuvim, they come out the Zaitika contract, that is no Ptura Bialavima. This is the way I would suggest to answer the Ravid from what otherwise is a plea. If a Farish Gemara not like the Ravid, to answer the Gedulei Shmuel's Kasha. I think if you go with this Rebaruch Be'er, there's a Mahalach to answer it. There's a way of answering a Shitas Ravid. A Kaponim Dikri is not my Torah, but the Rebaruch Be'er at least to know the two Mahalchim. Rebaruch Be'er is everything on the board except that last arrow. The last arrow I'm adding. But the general Mahalach, that's a Baruch Be'er. Now before I go Vaitai, I just want to point out one thing. The original Kler, way number one and way number two, if you'll discuss it, you'll realize that the two ways to learn, what are the two ways to learn? When you have a Bailim, a Shimer, and a Nizik, who does the Nizik go? To the Bailim or to the Shimer? That original Kler is totally like many, many things we had this year. It would have been nice if we collect all of them. It's totally in the original Reb Shimon of the first day of the year. Right, in the beginning of the year, we started Bava Kama by clearing. Why does a Mazik pay? When Mammon is Mazik, why do I pay? Is it because of Chasar Shmira? Or is it because my Mammon was Mazik? Obviously, that's Mahalach number one, Mahalach number two. Who does the Nizik go to? If you say he goes to the person who failed in the Shmira, that's Mahalach number one. He goes to the Shimer, who's supposed to watch it. If you say he goes to the Baal HaMamin, the one whose Mamin was Mazik, that's Mahalach number two. You go to the Baal HaMamin. It's clear that the two Mahalachim, or Baruch Be'er, come down, glad, go come down to the two ways we're learning all year. The two ways to learn the whole Masechta, the whole first half of the Masechta, right? First parak to the sixth parak, all deal with Mamun HaMazik, and the seventh parak and on deal with Adam HaMazik. So the whole first six parakim, always things keep on coming down to the two Mahalchim. If you pay out Chasar Shmira, or you pay out Mamun HaMazik, and these two things also, the Chayra, I told you that. Whether you agree with me or not, on the last step, the whole Kler is a very Geshmaka Kler. Okay, let's learn another piece of Gemara. Ihachi Ema Seifa. If you say he wasn't Mekabel Shmiras Nezakov, what's shot in the Seifa? Nifritza Belailoi Shepetzu List of Yotzev Ezika Potter. All right, at night, it's Masik Yepotter, Habiyayim Chayiv. How could the Shemer be Chayiv? Olei Kibbel Olei Shmiras Nezakov. Maybe Habi Yoim Chayiv means the Mashal is Chayiv. Maybe it means the Mashal. Habi Yoim, the Mashal is Chayiv. Mashal can be chayiv, he's an ayinus. So you say, all right, the Rosh, the Shita b'shem Rosh, says that the Mashal can be chayiv because he's an ayinus. He gave it to a shomer. Okay.
His yaim is like Lila.
His yaim is like Lila because Lamaisi gave it to Baradasu who agreed to watch it. Okay. So Frekti Gemara, so who's Chayiv? Holy Kibbalah Shmiris Nizakov, how can he be Chayiv? Hachikam. In Kibbalah Lav Shmiris Nizakov, then Chayiv. If it's a Belaila Shabbatul list, then Yatsa Nizika part. Frekti Gemara Eini. How could now going back in the original machlokes? This was all a sidetrack. Agav. Now we come back to the original machlokes. What's the original sugya? Chatzar Ashutvin. If we learned all year that the klal that b'shus harabim is a p'tor of shen v'regel, and b'shus ha'nizik is a chiyuv. What about Chatzar Ashutvin? So we had a machlokes Rav Chista and Rav Elazar. Again, who is who? Rebbe Elazar was patterned, and Rebbe Chista said Chayiv. Hashem v'regel. Bechatzar Shutvin. So, Frekti Gemara. How could the Amoraim argue? I have a Beferish of Brisa. Hatani Rebbe Yosef. Chatzar Shutvin v'apundik Chayiv v'en Hashem v'regel. Tifted Rebbe Elazar. Beferish of Brisa. Chatzar Shutvin is Chayiv. You have to draw Belazo, said your potter. Amalach Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar has no way out from this Brisa. This Brisa says, Beferish, not like him. It says the words, Chatzar Ashutvin Chayiv. So the only way out for Rebbe Elazar is to say that the machlokes tanoim. And I hold like this tani, you hold like that tani. Amalach Rebbe Elazar, Vitisbara, Masnisa, me like Pligi. You think tanoim don't argue, Brises don't argue. I bring you a brisa that's like me, Vatanya. Now, this brisa of Arba Klolois has something in it that we would spend time on. But since the Gemara is going to come back, Omamar, or Gufa, to the Arba Klolois, so we're only going to deal with the part of the brisa that's going to get our sugya of Chatzar Shutvin. Okay? Arba Klolois, there are four rules. Hayyar Shim ben Allah, Hayyar ben Nizikin. Rule number one. Kol Shehu Rishus Lenizik. V'loy l'mazik, that's easy. Chayev v'kal. Rishus ha'nizik y'chayev. If it's rishus l'mazik v'loy l'nizik, it's also easy. Pata mikal, because torcha b'shusim my boy. L'zeh u l'zeh, if you have a chatzar, that's rishus of both of them, k'goy chatzar shutvim v'abika. If you have a place that's a chatzar of shutvim, or a valley where they can both go. Pater. Pater b'al Hashem v'al ha'regel. The Yapater. Aha, the Ferish. Chatzar Shutvim Yapater. Al Negicha, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Beita, which is Karen. Tam Mishalom Chatzi Nezek, Mu Mishalom Nezek Shalom, just like a Rishus Sarabim. That's case number three. Case number four. Loy Lozev, Loy Lozek, Ogen Chatzar She'ena Shal Shneim. New case. We'll talk about that case tomorrow. Chatzar She'ena Shal Shneim. You'll figure out later how this stems. We'll see. But in the meantime, we'll just take the word of the Braisa, that if it's a chatzar she'ena shel shneihem, what's the din? No, the zevelay lezek, a chatzar she'ena shel shneihem, chay bay al shein al regel, a negicha neshicha negifa, vitsa vita, tam shal chatzar nezik, mishal nezik shal. End of Braisa. K'tani niyas, a chatzar ashutman, v'abika, pata al shein al regel. So one brisa says potter, one brisa says chayiv. Now before we go weiter, the easiest thing for a belozer would be to say, look, it's a machlokes tanoim. I hold like one tana, you hold like another tana, and finished. You can't ask it to yufta. But the Gemara wants to make some type of a pshara. It says to make that the two brises are not arguing. We always try. There shouldn't be a machlokes. So the Gemara says, kosha hadadi. You have a stirus habraisis. So therefore, let us try to figure out a case in which everyone will ponder, a case in which everyone will be mechayiv, and then the two braises will be good. So zakti umara kitanya hi. Let's see. B'chatzam yuchedes l'ze u'l'ze bein l'peiris bein l'shvarim. Then what? Let's think. If you have two shutim have a chatzar, and their agreement is anyone could bring in anything. I guess that would be a typical case. We own a chatzar b'shutvus. I could bring in what I want. You could bring in what you want. That would be what would be the din dir of sheva regel. What's the svara? If anyone could bring anything, that's most similar to l'chayra to shesaravim, and that would be potter. That would be potter. And this takana maskana. That if it's a typical chatzar ashutvim, you're potter. Hadar of Yosef, which said it's chayiv. B'chatzim yuchedes l'peiris, v'enim yuchedes l'shvarim. A place that's miyuchet for peiris and not for shvarim. Right? Let's say two shutvim own a house together. I think if you own a house, you don't have a right to bring a shvar into a house, right? So you and I own a house together. So we're allowed to bring a peiris, and not allowed to bring a shvarim. In that case, if your shvar comes in and it's masik, avadi yechayiv. There's no right to be there. One place it's similar to a house, which means a place is not normal to bring shvar. So there yachayiv. Tani osam dum yedabika, a valley where it is normal to bring. Shmami na, it's very gishmak. So the Gemara fears eyes, a very klara psak. There's no machlaikis in the two brises. Everyone agrees. Chatzah shutvim. This is Amaskana, and this is the Rishonim Paskin this way. That if you have a chatzah shutvim, if everyone's allowed to bring anything that they want, then the din is that it's like a Rishus Arabim. Just like a Rishus Arabim, Shem Veregel, a potter, and Karen Eschayiv, the same thing in a chatzah shutvim. And if it's a place that you're allowed to bring chafetzim, but not shvarim, that's like a chatzar hanizik, and yechayiv. You have no right to bring a shvar in. If you bring a shvar in, then yechayiv. L'chayra, that's a very glatt, the teretz is very, very clear. I think if we had started without any gemara on chatzar shufim, we would have probably come in svara to this maskana. So there's no machlaikis the two brises. Now, I'm just misupik. If to this maskana, Rabbi Lazar of Chista were arguing, or they weren't arguing? How would you understand? They're arguing or they're not arguing? L'chayra, there's a way to say, so they're not arguing. One's talking in one case, one's talking in another case. But the Gemara in the next three lines explains what they were arguing about. They were arguing in the disagreement to Reb Zeira and Abaya in the next lines. Maskevla Reb Zeira. Even the miuchedes l'peiris, if you're allowed to put your peiris there, habina bir b'stei achav alaka. He says, I don't understand. That's chatzar anizik. That's not chatzar anizik. Everyone can put peiris there. Amalei Abayin, no. We don't care about peiris. We care about shvarim. Kiva da'in miuchedes l'shvarim sada acha karinam be. Since I can't bring my shvar there, that's called chatzar anizik. Either you're right, they don't argue. Or if they do argue, they argue in the Kasha of Zeir and the Teretz of Abaya. But Eshayia, the Brises, was Zetzingai, don't argue. And the Maskon, of course, is like the two Brises, which is that it depends. If the chatzar, anybody can bring anything, then you're potter on Shem Veregel. If you're not allowed to bring shvarim, then you're chayiv on Shem Veregel. Very, very glad. And Maskana is a davar amistava tuva, and that's the way the Rosh brings it, the kitzer and the riff. And the Maskana Tagamara of chatzar shutrim is a very clear gemara. There is one machlaikis here, Rashi and Tosfos, in the Maskana. And they argue, Rashi and Tosfos here argue, in a case where you have a chatzar ashutfim, and the chatzar ashutfim is miyuchid that you could bring shvarim in. They both could bring shvarim in, But they cannot, only one could bring in payers. Only one could bring in payers. The question is, does that change the halacha? If only one could bring in payers. So what does Taisus say? Let's see Taisus. Taisus Loilazer? No, I want to see Taisus Loilazer. Taisus Milai talks about Paris Tachad. Yeah, Taisus Milai is a little more clear. Taisus there says when neither could bring in Shvarim and one could bring in Paris, that's the same thing. Well, let's see Taisus Loilazer. First, Rabbeinu Tam is Gairus, like Agamara. Loilazer, Veloilazer, Lishvarim. The Gabe Shein have a Chatzar and Nizik. She is at Paris. Have a Gabe Shvarim. Have a Lake Karim Mishas Arabi. There's not a Lake Mishas Likonis. This is very clear. So if you now bring in your Shar, that's like a Mishas Arabi. Now, the Loi Garcinon to my Shakasa Besvarim. Yes, some who had a Girsa, Leze U Leze Lishvarim. That's called Kav. Leze U Leze Lishvarim. They're both allowed to bring in their Shvarim. And one is allowed to bring in payers. So Taisus and Cain, if they both could bring in Shvarim, then Cain, if they could both bring in Shvarim, Gabi Shein, lo yoyo yichashu, chatzar anizik. Kimish yus lecho lecha vachachnis, lechachnis sham shayrei, kinemuchach leo. What's Taisus say? That if they both could bring in Shvarim, and only one could bring in payers, even though the Gabi payers, it's chatzar anizik, but since only one could bring in Paris, the Gabi, the one that could bring in the Paris, it's considered to be Chatzar Anizik. Tais says, no. Since I could bring in my Shar, I'm Potter on Shein Beregel. That's what Tais is saying. Since I could bring in my Shar, I'm Potter on Shein Beregel. The Rambam says Fakert. The Rambam says if they could both bring in Shvarim and only one could bring in Peris, Legabe Peris is Chatzah HaNizik. And the Medayik that Rashi holds this way as well. Rashi, B'chatzah Nuchedis Lezeh Ulezeh LePeris Uleshvarim. Rashi learns that has to be mechedes for both of them, for Paris and Shvarim. Vice is from Rashi, I don't know if it's a Raya Brura, but the Medayik and Rashi, that if only one of them has a right to bring in Paris, it's a Chatzah HaNizik, Lagabe Paris. So it seems to be here a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis, where they could both bring in Shvarim, and only one can bring in Paris. If Lagabe, the Bala Paris, is considered to be a Chatzah HaNizik. This is the Machlaikis. And now this comes back to the riff, which I said in the beginning of Shira, I'm going to come back to. I didn't say when. I'm going to have to leave for tomorrow. But if you make a cheshbin, the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, in this case, where they both allowed to bring in Shvarim, and one's allowed to bring in Peris, that the Rambam and Rashi hold that it's Chatzar HaNizik, the Chachayiv, does not stim with Yenner Rith that we learned in the first rush. And since the Rambam holds like the Rith, I'm going to have a Hesber in being able to answer it. So, okay. Got to move.